Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, let's have some fun here in the 9 o'clock hour. And I want to start you off with a little bit of big news coming out for the NHL right before the draft. If you listen to my trending, there's apparently a new CBA coming out with the NHL and the Players Association there. And here are some of the clauses in what would be a four-year extension. So that means this goes to 2031. There's a solution for emergency goaltenders if teams need it. For free agents who sign contracts, a maximum of 7 years.
Hold on, what's the goalie thing?
They didn't really get too much into the details because it's been agreed.
There already is an emergency goalie thing now, right? Like, isn't there something that they do? Or
yeah, maybe it's like a taxi squad kind of thing. Okay, I'll read more into it. But the big one that doesn't really matter in this.
Got it.
The big one is that the regular season will go from 82 games to 84 games.
Oh, thank God! Finally.
So, just overall thoughts on a two-game increase from the NHL in their regular season?
Well, Gary Bettman must have been getting all the letters I've been writing him and all the emails I've been sending and all the voicemails I've been leaving, begging him, hey, you know, Gary, I'm a Bruins fan over here in Boston, Christian Arcan, big fan. I was wondering if maybe we could have two more games of misery. Two more games. As a Bruins fan, that would really pick me up. That would really make my day. That, you know, it would really pop my cork. Two more games of this Bruins team going out there, Jeremy Swayman skating out all depressed into the crease, burning out the rest of the season. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Let's have some more of that. That I don't understand why they're doing this. I think there's too many games in the NHL. I read somewhere that it has something to do with shortening the preseason to only a certain amount of games instead of eight. And that it would keep the regular format of every team visiting an opponent once, and the divisional rivals will play four games against each other every other season. It does mathematically work out better with the expansion that they've had and all the new teams that they've added. So I understand mathematically why they're doing it, but I think that it's a stupid idea. I think it's really not necessary. It's not going to make a huge difference, but if you were going to try and tweak the amount of games, I would think that the better option, probably not the bigger money-making option, but the better option for the quality of the product would be to scale back as opposed to add to it, especially me speaking as a Bruins fan who just by the end of last season didn't want to watch hockey again for the rest of my life. And I feel like that's been the case for, you know, the end of a few of these seasons. After the Bruins had that amazing regular season and then lost in the first round to Florida, I almost swore off hockey for life. I almost said no more hockey for me ever. After 2019, after they lost Game 7, the entire city stopped caring about sports that year. They also fired Dombrowski. The Red Sox fired Dombrowski, and it was a tough offseason all around. But I remember that. I remember everything went in the tank that summer, all over the place. People were just depressed. They didn't want anything to do with it. The Bruins do have that effect on this city, I feel like, more than anybody else. When the Bruins have a really, really tough exit, more so than even the Patriots, the Red Sox, or the Celtics, when the Bruins have a really bad exit, it hangs over the whole rest of the summer. And that makes me not want to have two more additional games, at least not any time in the future. But this is what they're doing. Nothing you can do about it. The time marches on. NHL's adding games. NFL added a game. They're probably going to add another one. I would imagine that the NBA follows suit. I think baseball's probably safe. I doubt they're adding any more games, but you never know.
If anything, they'll scale back
from
162.
You would think so, but I don't know that that's a guarantee. There's more money in adding games than there is in scaling them back, so I guess we'll see.
I don't know if you remember from last month, you were pretty fiery about the Justin Tucker situation with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
How he was released. Well, there's a little bit more developing news with Justin Tucker. As he's currently a free agent, the league has suspended him 10 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Of course, he had all the accusers. I believe 16 massage therapists called it for inappropriate behavior. The league ruled that he can serve the suspension while he is a free agent. This date would bring him up to, I believe, November 10th, November 11th. So what do you think of a 10-game suspension for, statistically, one of the top kickers in NFL history?
I think that even if he hadn't done this, even if he had these allegations hadn't come out, and they're from 2012 to 2016, is that what you said? Like, it's a window of time that's, you know, over a decade old. Some of them, anyway. 2016's not, but, you know, most of those years are more than a decade ago, which isn't to say there should be a statute of limitations on these things. And all of these women coming out and making allegations that are all very similar in nature lead me to believe that they didn't all get together and make up a story about a kicker of a football team. You know, it's just that seems way too convenient for that to have happened. So I believe that Justin Tucker did all this. He hasn't been convicted in a court of law or anything like that, but I believe he did. And he's now, I'd say, pretty toxic as far as the NFL is concerned. But he also really fell off a cliff last year kicking. The Ravens probably were going to cut this guy anyway. And when a kicker loses it, you know, like as bad as Tucker seems to have, and it's not like he's young. He's 35, 36. So, like, you know, this is around the time where kickers kind of kicked their way out of the league, and it was coming for Tucker eventually, I would say. No pun intended there. But, you know, like, that's that to me is an indication that he probably wasn't long for the league anyway, and now I would say there's almost no chance that any team takes a chance on him. I think that even if there's injuries, kickers get injured, I don't think there's going to be. But, you know, listen, it's the NFL. They've disappointed me before. Greg Hardy got another chance, you know, so maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree here. But Deshaun Watson, the original massage therapy guy, is still playing out his guaranteed contract in Cleveland right now, which, by the way, led to this whole investigative thing going on with Florio and Pablo Torre right now about how the league and the commissioner and everybody all colluded to not give out guaranteed contracts anymore after the Watson thing, which is a huge story in and of itself. But as for Tucker, total creep. You read the accounts from these women, from these massage therapists, disgusting. Like, literally just a disgusting person. So, you know, I never really thought much about him. I remember him singing opera once before a game and thinking, oh, that's interesting. But I never really, you know, I thought he was a good kicker. Hearing these stories and then reading his response to it, and then 10 more girls came out saying, yeah, he did it at our place too. Like, okay, you know, like you obviously did this. And what he's accused of is really, really gross. So, yeah, I don't have too much else to add.
Okay, so, well, then let's go to a lighter part of things, because okay. The NBA draft, obviously you mentioned how much of a slog it was, wasn't really that great, but there was one good thing that came out of it, and Brian's going to put this up on Twitch. The 13th overall pick from the Atlanta Hawks was Derek Queen out of Maryland. He was traded to the Pelicans, and he was so thrilled that he changed his LinkedIn status. So you'll see it on the screen that Derek Queen, who is now a pro athlete and a brand ambassador, gave one of those LinkedIn posts that says, I'm happy to start a new position.
Cool.
As professional basketball player at New Orleans Pelicans.
What was his job before this? Was he, like, working at a Dairy Queen or something before that? Like,
well, I mean, he was a college athlete at Maryland.
Derek Queen working at Dairy Queen would be funny.
That would be very funny. That's an endorsement right there.
There it is.
That would have been right there. So just your overall thoughts on a college player taking to LinkedIn to say, hey, I made it to the NBA.
I think that's fine. You know, I wonder if it was really him doing it or if he's got, like, a social media team. I'm checking out his resume. And, okay, it starts off, he was, his first job was March 2023 to July 2024. He was an AAU athlete, which isn't really a job, but fine. March to April of 2025, for 2 months, he was a brand partner with DoorDash, a brand partner with Jimmy's Famous Seafood, student athlete at UMaryland, brand partner with Panini, brand partner with Timberland, brand partner with Quest Nutrition, brand partner with JD Sports Fashion, Under Armour, and now professional basketball player, New Orleans Pelicans. It seems like he's really decided to pivot away from being a brand partner and focus on basketball, which I think is a wise career move for him. But it does, what this tells me, what it just sort of goes to show, is that we're talking about a college athlete here, a good college athlete, first-round draft pick in the NBA. But in this good, this has been going on since before the, timing of the NFLs, but like, or not the NFLs, the NILs. But just look at this. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, DoorDash, Timberland, Quest Nutrition, JD Sports Fashion, Under Armour, Panini, all those things over the course of like a year or two. And I don't know how much money he got from all of those endorsements, but you know what I mean? Like this is the world that we sort of live in right now. And these kids, if they're good at basketball, if they're good at their sport, then they're going to get endorsements. If they're good at their sport and they're marketable, then they can become huge stars without really even being very good players. And I kind of call that like the Boz effect, Bosworth, like he was sort of the original guy that was like, everybody thought he was going to be really good, but then he was kind of okay. And he was just the Boz. And that's all anyone sort of knew him as after that. And, and he rode that out for years and years and years. Now it's like every single college has like 20 Bozes who are not going to play professionally, but they got a nice smile or, they're the model part-time or something, and now they're this influencer, and now they're making all this money, and they got all these sponsorships. It's pretty wild how that happens. But good for Dairy Queen, and I hope he has a nice long career, and I hope that his resume is a strong one on LinkedIn in case he ever needs a job, is the looking for work up there. That'd be funny if they cut him and he puts up the looking for work sign, Like, I'm looking for my next opportunity. I've been there. We've all done that. But that would be funny to see that happen, play out through an NBA contract.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on The Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
It's funny we keep talking about the NBA draft because my point is all about the NBA draft. And I want to focus this on to Celtics fans who might be a little worried about this offseason. I see everyone kind of panicked about the Celtics hearing calls about Derek White and Jaylen Brown. I'll first start off by saying that's part of your core. They're not going anywhere. Tatum, Brown, and White, those are going to be your three. But after that, you do not have to worry because there is a future Celtic that's waiting in the wings for years to come. So it's not going to be tomorrow, but you're going to have to wait a couple of years or so. And that's someone who's raved about the Celtics, someone who looks up to the Celtics, has basically given you every single indication that he would like to be a Boston Celtic. And that is Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg last night said he idolized Jason Tatum. He can't wait to play against him. He had his poster. He said a couple of months ago, who wouldn't want to play for their hometown team? We talked about he would be the most famous person from Maine, possibly, if he lives up to all the hype. So Celtics fans, no need to worry. This run of success will continue, even post-Tatum, post-Brown, and post-Derek White. Maybe all four of them come together. But I am here to say that on June 26, 2025, one day, 24 hours after Cooper Flagg enters the NBA, he will be a member of the Boston Celtics.
Hold on. He's going to be a member of the Celtics 24 hours after he enters the NBA?
No, I'm telling you that at 24
you're saying,
hours.
You're saying this,
yes.
24 hours, eventually someday.
Yes.
Okay,
at
well,
some
that was,
point,
that was
he
not
will
clear.
Be a Celtic.
Okay, not 24
Cooper
hours
Flagg
after
Cooper Flagg will be a Celtic at some point in his career.
Okay. Hopefully not at the end like Shaq, right? Imagine like old Cooper Flagg.
I could go
around
on a limb and say that would be his second team, his first, you know, non-rookie contract or whatever, but that might be asking too much.
If Nico stays in Dallas, they may trade him to Boston, right? I mean, it's Nico Harrison after all. He'll trade anybody anywhere. So that could be a possibility. I like it. I like it. I'd like Cooper Flagg on the Celtics. I don't think it's going to happen, but I do like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.